You're listening to Which Is Better with Brad Edwards, Gary Fletcher, Sean Parrott, and most importantly, me, Mark Anunsen. Also, that monkey guy.
All right. Hi, everybody.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Sean.
He's texting on his damn phone. Boy. Can't stay out of his phone.
I was trying to tweet. I was sending a last-minute tweet about how ugly someone was.
Oh.
Who's ugly?
Who ugly?
The Broken Record Show.
It is ugly.
Yeah.
Well.
Ugly as hell. You ugly as hell, Broken Record Show.
How you doing, Gary Fletcher?
I'm good. I'm fine.
His belly.
I can hear his belly.
He needs belly food.
How's
Gary's belly?
You're always sick to your stomach.
Yeah. I've had diarrhea for 30 years.
That's why you're so skinny.
That's really it. Just get diarrhea for your life. Yeah. You'll look like you're in great shape.
This is not exactly related, but I recommend being a very, very skinny teen.
Uh-huh.
Because then even as you grow up, you gain a little weight.
Yeah.
You're not that fat.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like a really, really skinny teen. Like
yeah.
Really skinny.
I was chunky when I was a teen.
Really?
I was always
a little chunky
thin.
Monkey. Chunky monkey. Do you want a banana, chunky monkey?
Hey, fat fuck, you fat fucking fuck.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
And I've got abs just from coughing all the time.
Yeah.
So
smoke,
yeah.
Have diarrhea.
Smoke, have diarrhea.
And you'll look great.
And then the girl's like, cool, let's get in bed and fuck. You're like, I can't do that. I'll shit everywhere.
I'll cough
and shit down my pants.
Well, that's why I have a diaper with a dick hole cut in it.
Yeah. Just the way
religious
is that the
sects.
Hasids do?
Really?
No, I don't think so.
You're talking about hayseeds, some rednecks.
Hayseeds. These fucking hayseeds.
When I was a boy,
yes,
my mom was reading this book. I found this book she was reading.
I remember that.
Helping Your Child Deal with Depth. And I'm like, this book must be, I have a lot of siblings, so this book must be about me.
Ah.
Because I'm very deep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
you deep.
I thought, wow, that's cool that she's trying to be on a level with me. And I went up and I was like, hey, you know, I think it's good that you're reading that book. And she was like, oh, okay. And then when she left, I looked at the book. It said, Helping Your Child Deal with Death.
Oh, no.
Because I'm stupid. And I didn't know what the book was about.
Did someone die?
And my sister died.
Oh,
but I thought,
really?
Yeah. But I thought she was like reading a book about how intense.
You were smart.
Yeah.
Smart I am. That's so stupid. Speaking of death.
Yes.
Mass shootings.
Oh, they are sad.
They're trending.
Yeah, we had one here.
It's weird. They're sad and trending.
We had one here near, in the home area town of Mark Anunsen.
Yes, very.
Town,
yeah,
we're
going to
talk
Mark.
To who is safe and sound. He's
yes,
out of town at the time.
Back in good old 1955.
Yeah.
Mark would never eat at a Waffle House either.
No, there was a shooting at a Waffle House. Crazy white guy.
Yeah. Apparently nude.
Yeah.
I think he was like in a pink dress or
what?
Something. Like,
really?
I've heard different stories that he was like didn't have pants and that he got arrested for jumping in a pool in like a woman's pink coat or something.
Really?
What?
And I know that like the tendency is to be like, well, when a white guy shoots up a place, he's just some crazy guy.
Yeah.
But when a Arab shoots up a place, he's a terrorist. And when a black person shoots up a place, he's a thug.
Yeah.
When a Mexican shoots up a place, and this guy was a crazy guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's okay.
Right.
But yeah. I think he's actually fucking nuts. I don't know. It just happened. Fuck him anyway.
Yeah.
They caught him.
I heard he was wearing a diaper with a dick hole cut in it.
Man, the fucked up thing was,
yeah,
is they took him like a day to catch this motherfucker on foot, naked, mm-hmm. with like a fucking pink bow in his hair or something. Yeah. And they're fucking, mm-hmm. I don't know, where's this guy?
This may have been all hearsay, but I heard that he... Like, they had taken his guns away already? Like, he...
Yeah.
And then...
And they gave him to his dad, and his dad was like, I dare you have the guns back.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and he went to the White House to try to meet with Trump.
Yeah.
What?
And they arrested... The Secret Service arrested him.
Yeah.
Confiscated his weapons, and then gave him to his father, and then his father gave him back.
Gave him back, yeah.
You know, like, the past three mass shooters have been under surveillance by the FBI?
It's the equivalent of, like, you know... Playing with a yo-yo in school, the teacher takes it till the end of class. Mm-hmm. All right, give me your gun. You can have his back when you spend a week without doing something crazy.
Yeah,
And I know the argument's going to be like, well, people don't pay attention to the laws, so they're going to do it. It's like, well, then let's just fucking melt all these guns down. Yeah. What the fuck kind of a fucking argument?
I don't know, man.
But the
I just don't trust cops with guns.
Well, you know what? I don't trust anybody. And here's who I do trust. James Shaw Jr.
He's great.
The guy who saved the day.
Yeah.
Is an African-American gentleman
yeah.
who was at the Waffle House. This guy comes in and starts shooting up. This motherfucker risks his life.
Yeah.
Grab the gun out of this motherfucker's hand.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine.
Put yourself in that situation. Mm-hmm. I would... I'd like to think I would do this. I'd like to think I'd grab the gun and save everybody's life, but I would. But I don't know that. I'm sure I would be fucking petrified.
I would. Oh, I would totally jump on the person. Because here's the thing.
Yeah. But you don't know because you're not in. You've never been in the situation.
Oh, I know. I would. Trust me.
Marky Mark.
Because well, here's the thing. The one positive is you die. That's good.
Right.
But if you don't die, you thwart a mass shooting and you're getting your dick sucked 24/7.
This dude, James Shaw, if he's not getting his dick sucked 24/7.
Yeah.
He needs some lube, but that is edible lube. So, because, you know, your dick's going to get chapped with that much sucking, but you want it to get sucked for 24 hours a day, every day. But you need to, I don't know if they make lube that also is not gross.
There should be something for him.
There's edible lube.
Is there edible lube?
It's called applesauce.
Yeah. I love applesauce.
It's called diarrhea.
I wish we had three big ramekins of applesauce right now to just share.
Well, I don't know. I think he's a hero.
I agree.
I think that I know you guys don't think he's a hero, but I do.
I said he was a hero.
We should have him on the podcast.
You know what? Yeah.
Wow.
James
great.
Shaw Jr., if you're out there listening, we'd like to have you on Which Is Better. We'll ask you financial advice we'll instead of Mark.
For just whatever, like Which Is Better, Waffle House versus IHOP.
I got mixed emotions. Which is better, gun control or not being murdered?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, well, I guess it's anyway.
I would say not being murdered is better than gun control.
Yeah. I think they're both good.
The price you got to pay, man, for freedom. Baby.
Yeah, freedom, man.
You know, and that's what I'm worried about. This guy's a hero as of today, as of the time of recording this. But if he fucking steps out of line and says, boy, I wish there were not machine guns everywhere.
Yeah.
They're going to tear him to pieces.
Yeah.
They're going to turn him into a fucking, they're going to say he's a crisis actor.
Yeah.
They're going to say he's a fucking nut.
Or they'll like bring out the one time he like.
Got
fell
a
near
ticket.
A skateboard or something.
And they're gonna say
that he was doing flips.
Oh, this guy, he got arrested for stealing a candy bar when he was 4 or something. You know, something's gonna like come up and they're gonna be like, oh, this guy eats Tide Pods or something. They're gonna do it. They're gonna fucking tear this guy.
Yeah.
This is just it's like you survive a mass shooting.
Yeah.
Then you have to fucking take the onslaught of the fucking...
Yeah.
I will say I like him a lot better than David Hogg.
Whoa.
Yeah.
David Hogg's like great. David Hogg swears all the time. He's awesome.
You know, I agree with a lot of what he says, but there's something so annoying. Like, if I saw that kid out in public, I'd just be like, who the fuck is this
Gary,
kid?
May I say this?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think maybe you see too much of yourself in David Hogg.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
He's outspoken.
Yeah.
He's swearing. He's handsome.
Yeah, you're
he's
right.
Got that. He's got a diaper dick.
He's got a diaper
I'm just
dick.
Jealous. That's
yeah,
what
I like him. He's just like
I bet he's.
I'm tired of this fucking bullshit. This fucking sucks. He's just like on CNN. Suck my cock, you fucking guns.
Yeah,
I mean, like if you were like, oh,
he's
hey,
right.
This is my friend over here. He's the son of an FBI agent. You'd be like, yeah, that's not a cool guy. I don't like that guy.
It's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
bye.
Anyway, Oh, wait, Jonathan wants me to remind everybody, we have ads for these specifically, but I do want you to go out of your way to check out Go Britney, Mark Ronson's album, which is available on iTunes and Spotify, and you can get an actual signed copy of the if you... Sure.
You got to email them.
You got to email us, and we'll make sure that happens.
Yeah, email us. What is the email, Gary?
Oh, we'll cut it in here.
Which is better podcast at gmail.com.
Is that true?
I really hope that's correct because I'm thinking there might be a V in there somewhere.
All right. Time for Brad's tip.
Ooh.
Brad's tip.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot. Have I done slow down when you go to a corner?
No.
Slow down when you go to the corner. When you're walking through the aisles, have I done this one?
No.
You're in the store. You're in the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
And you run to the end of the aisle. You bump into a fucking shopping cart.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
You run into the thing. I feel like I've done this one.
You've never done this.
Well, it's important either way. I'm going to reiterate it if I have done it.
Slow down when you come to the corners. It's a good point.
It's just weird how people go their whole life and they never fucking realize that you can't just be walking the speed you're walking down the grocery store aisle. That you're... Then you get to the corner, you're going to blast into some fucking body. Slow down.
Mm-hmm. You're going to blast into them.
Well, I mean, it happens.
It's true. I've seen it happen.
You're going to fucking 4 miles an hour easy.
Yeah.
Someone's going there, you know, south to west, and you're going east to north.
Combine force.
Kabow.
Yeah.
That's why I pull grocery charts. grocery carts. Rather than pushing them.
Man, shorts.
I do. I fucking hook them onto my like a ox, and I pull like a train of dogs. I feel like I've done this one before.
Boy, my memory is a goddamn pile of horse dick.
I've got nothing going on. Slow down going around the corners. That's all I'm saying. I'm not talking about in traffic.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about in cars. I'm talking about real life.
Yeah.
Sean's in the kitchen. Gary is in the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
I say, hey, dinner's ready. You both come running down the fucking hall. Smash.
You could get fucked.
Fucking ramen noodles all over the fucking ass.
Yeah.
Slow down during the corner.
If he said it once on the podcast, he said it 1,000 times on the podcast. Slow down when you're coming to corners.
All right, guys. Now we're going to call Mark Knudsen for Mark's financial advice. Mark.
Hello.
Hello, Mark.
There he is.
Hey, Marky. Oh,
hey.
Hey, Sean. Hey, friend.
How are you, Mark?
Fantastic. Best day of my life.
Hey, where are you, buddy? Are you in Antioch? Are you home?
No, I'm getting close. It's raining on I-40.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, we were talking about mass shootings. You had a shooting near your house.
Yeah, and not too far from my domicile. Time-sensitive information.
Yeah. There's always going to be a mass shooting near Mark's house.
That's true.
There has been a few in Antioch.
Yeah. Well, hey, buddy, we got a financial question for you.
Oh, okay. I love financial questions.
All right. Now, you're going to think this is me trying to trick you into something, but I'm just asking a financial question for the people, all right?
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
How do you feel about lending money in your personal life, lending money to people you know?
Here's the thing.
Yeah?
I'm not against it. I've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
I've got burned before.
Yeah.
But I've also been paid back before too. Most times you get paid back.
Okay.
But I never do it expecting to get money back.
Okay.
If I ever get someone money, I'm 100% assuming I am not going to get that money back. That way there's no hard feelings.
Yeah, I've done that. I've been on the giving end and receiving end of that, where somebody's like, hey, can I borrow money? I was like, no, you can't, but you can have money.
Exactly.
And it's like, here's $100, and then if you get it back, that's great, but if you don't, it doesn't matter because it was a gift, and, you know, I can't think of many, if a friend's, or family, and then it hangs over you that you fucking owe money, or they owe you money, and it does ruin relationships.
Amen.
It's a strain. So I always be like, hey, I'll loan you this. And if they say, yeah, I'll pay you back, like, okay, great, pay me back. But if they don't, I already know that I'm not getting that money back.
Okay. What I also find is that if you just give someone money, they don't come back to the till. You know, like if you loan money, then you kind of get in this thing where like every other week you're loaning money to somebody. But if you just sort of give them money once, then it's sort of like they don't come back for it, or you know what I mean, like you don't get asked anymore.
Well, it's a good advantage. If you loan somebody a small amount of money and they never pay you back, if they come back to you for more, you'd be like, well, I can't because you haven't been trustworthy.
The last time I gave you money,
so you know what, I just can't do it right now.
Okay. It seems like a slippery slope, but you're saying you're not against it.
I'm not against it as long as you're not doing it with the idea that gonna get the money back or it's gonna ruin your friendship.
Okay, cool. Because
I've turned people down before. I have turned it down before. Mostly I do turn it down.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a guy
you beat me to it. I have an exciting investment opportunity. I don't. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But Gary does.
I'd love to hear about investment opportunities.
Ah, boy. Not mine. Well,
I had a friend who swore up and down he was going to pay me back if I just let him have X amount of money.
Yeah.
Because he knew he was going to make so much money off of this thing. And
did he?
No, he didn't. He never. It was a flop. But I told him no, and then he never asked me ever again.
Huh. Oh. Well, yeah. You got to have boundaries.
Yeah. Boundaries. That's a great topic.
Wow.
Well, we'll do
it. Which is better, boundaries or no boundaries?
Wow.
See what okay. I did there, Sean?
Yeah.
Imagine there's no boundaries.
I wonder if he can. All right. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much for your financial advice. We'll be calling you back any minute now. All right. Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, Mark.
All right. Good old Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Wow. Mark's a great guy.
What a great conversation.
He's wonderful. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Gary's special segment.
Hey, everyone. This is the Gary Files. Kind of like that. It's like a pun on the X-Files.
Oh, okay. You know,
is it?
Kind of flows off the tongue. I think.
Yeah, there's a Y in the end
Gary
of his name.
X. Malcolm Gary.
Yeah, Malcolm.
You could, say Gary, and then the Y is in the
My favorite the comic book was The Gary Men.
Hmm.
Is that a real thing?
Mm-hmm.
I got to check that out now.
Professor Gary.
I'm a little drunk, y'all.
Sorry, I'm interrupting.
Hell yeah.
Gary special segment.
Gary got a tall boy.
Gary Files. Dum, dum, dum.
Remote viewing. You guys heard of it?
Ooh.
Scoodily doo.
Men that stare at goats.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
So it's pretty interesting. On the CIA's website, the very website, they have files that discuss remote viewing. And one of the projects that they had was called the Stargate Project. It was a secret U.S. military project that happened in Maryland, and it was head up by Russell Targ.
Oh, yes.
The Men Who Stare at Goats is based on. Now, Russell Targ has an excellent TED Talk that you might want to talk about, that you might want to check out. It's probably listed on YouTube as a banned TED Talk, I mean, it's on YouTube, so it's not that banned. But,
weird.
A lot of the stuff that he talks about is about like ESP, and I'm a pretty skeptical person at times, but I'm kind of prone to start believing a little bit of this stuff.
All right,
okay. Because
I've had some pretty interesting experiences with like out of body experiences and astral projection and stuff like that.
You don't know what you don't know.
But one of the really cool things about that whole test that they did was they actually had a guy remote view to Mars at about a million years ago. They wanted him to see what it was like back then. And he like claims that he saw like tall beings that were like dressed in silk. Ooh. They were like on their last leg of humanity. Ooh. And the cool thing is, this is on the CIA's website. So the guy made an app to see if you have ESP.
What?
Or are inclined to have ESP.
Oh, are we going
to
do an ESP
and
test?
And I'd like to get you guys to test it out.
Oh, I would love to test this.
Now, it'll take a few minutes, but we'll edit it out and just skip ahead. But we'll go ahead and get Sean to try it out first. And
okay,
I tested the app last night. The app was acting a little shitty, but we'll just go as far as
I'm
we
so
can.
Good that I can work through shittiness.
So essentially what you want to do is there's four squares on that app, and you want to just pick the square that you think the picture is behind. Just go with what you feel is right. And just keep doing that.
I'm doing poorly.
Yeah.
I got 3 out of 24.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you're not very psychic.
Fuck.
Okay. So, Sean got 3 out of 24. He is not psychic at all.
Hey. That's like...
it actually says that you're borderline mentally the R words.
Whoa. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's pretty offensive.
It's a weird app. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's get Brad. So what you want to do is choose the block that you think the picture is behind. Just go with what you feel is correct.
All right.
And you just kind of keep choosing.
Okay.
How many did you get, Brad?
Well, I don't know.
I think
like 3.
Okay. Well, you both are very unpsychic.
Damn it.
I guess it's all bullshit.
What about you, Gary? Are you psychic?
You know, I've never scored well either.
Oh.
But if you want to check it out, it is called the ESP Trainer, and you can find out if you have ESP.
A note on Stargate. I was, looking on the online streaming videos, and there's Escape from New York.
Great movie.
Yeah. And in the little description of it, it says Kurt Russell in parentheses Stargate. Like that's his claim to fame.
I didn't even know he was in that.
He's in it, but he's in so much shit.
Yeah.
It's funny. They're like, oh, what is Tango and Cat? No. Mm-hmm. And this was like whatever was going on when that Escape from New York was before anything else. So they didn't do, I don't know, whenever they made the thing, I guess that was the last thing he did.
Actor Macaulay Culkin from The Good Son.
David Letterman from Cabin Boy. All right, guys, now it's time for Sean's Corner.
Today I'd like to read you a poem that I've, a poem I've written. It's called Jimbledup's Roomy Timbledon Town. Jimbledup's Rimmy Timbledon Town. Jimbledups went down to Rimmy Timbledon Town to learn about the flowers that frown. He held a dog inside of his ears. Where do we know? How do we know? Where do we go? Jimmy Rumbletum Timbletoo Ting.
Fuck, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm tore up.
That's pretty good.
You know, a lot of people don't like to talk about real stuff, but I like to talk about real stuff.
That's good.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, I actually won $50 in a poetry contest when I was a kid.
You did not.
I did.
What was the poem?
Do you remember your poem?
It was, here you go. My life is just so plain and simple. Every morning I wake up with a brand new pimple. That was the first line.
Oh, that's a good one.
It was just about being a kid.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I won $50 and I bought a laser tag set.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. I don't want to make you feel bad, but I won $100 savings bond for guessing the weight of a pumpkin.
Ooh.
So no talent, just pure guess. Actually, that was maybe my ESP.
Yeah, you're psychic.
Oh.
Pumpkin psychic.
Yes.
You need to go around to like places and guess how many jelly beans are in the jar. And
oh,
shit like that.
I can only do pumpkin stuff.
Damn it.
So just if you get me near a pumpkin, I'm guessing so many things about it.
I won.
There's 143 seeds in there.
Are you like a Rain Man thing, but with pumpkin patches?
There's 75 pumpkins in that patch.
There's 75 pumpkins. This might be a little psychic for what we're going to be doing here. But when I was a kid, I won a contest. I didn't win. I came in second.
Ooh.
Dance contest, if you can believe it.
Really?
I swear to God, I won
second
a dance
prize
contest.
And beauty contest.
As goofy as I am, they went around the school. We were little, middle school.
Mm.
And they'd go to each music class, and all the kids would play some Beat It.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody dance.
Yeah.
And they do kind of an elimination.
Yeah.
And I won. I won out of the fucking class. I won out of the grade. I went on to the fucking finals in the school. And I was doing like the walk like an Egyptian kind of thing. Yeah. I was fucking getting into it and shit. And I remember we got to the very end, and it was me and this other kid named OJ, who was a black kid who turned out to be gay.
Okay.
This is who I have to dance against.
That's not fair.
I'm telling you, man. And so I start like dancing, and I've been dancing the whole time. I kind of have my eyes closed, squinted, and I'm fucking getting into it. But I'm dancing, and I open my eyes, and everyone's fucking laughing at me. I was the, you remember in American Idol when they kept like voting that kid ahead who couldn't sing?
William
Hung, yeah.
That was me.
You
I
William
was that
Hung?
Fucking goofball.
Oh, no, buddy.
I got to this fucking level of like, as if I wasn't trying to be funny. I was trying to fucking dance.
Yeah.
But it was so funny to everybody. They kept let's have him go. So my little midget white ass, OJ's killing it. This was back when popping, locking, fucking... Dude, oh, it's humiliating.
That is a very sad story.
It is very sad.
Wow. Well,
I didn't get no gift certificates. I didn't get no $100 fucking pumpkin, you know?
I've still got the savings bond if you guys want to see it after the show.
I'm good.
I do.
Okay.
All right, guys. Oh, here's Jonathan. Do we have any phone calls?
No, no one's been calling.
Guys, hey, give us a phone call.
What's the phone number, Gary?
We've got a few garbly ones that don't make sense. Call and make a sense.
Yeah.
Like, we're not trying to, we're not mad at you, but.
And you can still send pictures of your genitals or your boobs.
Oh, that's fine. I was going to, that is one thing we can talk about concerning the phone calls. Yeah. I found out people can actually text pictures to the phone number, and someone texted me a picture of their shit.
Really?
Like doo-doo shit?
Yeah, it was a, and they were, not even trying to be funny, but there was a lot of corn in there.
Wow. Really?
Maybe lay off the corn. And then I asked a person who they were.
Yeah.
And they said that it was my long lost missing uncle.
So they're fans of the show or your uncle.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is my uncle because we've been communicating a lot and reminiscing about old times.
Like remote viewing him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
But the number, so uncle, if you're out there and you want to continue to call, it's 1-931-492-9789.
And once again, if you want to send us like a picture of your, of you, any of your body parts, we, because
it is anonymous, essentially.
Yeah,
it's completely anonymous.
Know.
You can send like weeping sores. Yeah.
And then you can be like, when we talk about, oh, somebody sent us weeping sores, you can sit at home and go, ah, that was weird.
Send us some weird shit.
Yeah.
I'm down for
send
it.
Send us some gross stuff.
Get weirder than a big pile of shit with corn.
Yeah,
in it.
I mean, I've seen shit. Yeah. Like, that was no big deal.
I can do that myself. Thank
Make
you very
Gary
much.
Horny.
You're listening to Which Is Better, a Corporate Juggernaut production. Got questions or comments? Of course you do. Just give us a call at 931-492-9789 or message us at whichisbetterpod.com. Or whichisbetterpodcast@gmail.com or Facebook at whichisbetterpod or also, geez, how many of these do they have? Twitter at whichisbetterer. And if somehow none of these are to your liking, Instagram, whichisbetterpod. I recommend just calling.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now.
Time for Which Is Better. Which is better, Prince versus Michael Jackson?
Mm.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. This is a tough one.
Shame on.
Is it?
It is not for me, but it is. What do you guys think?
Michael Jackson. Oh. Not tough for me.
Wow.
I'm going to go with Prince.
I'm also going to go with Prince, but it is
fooling yourself.
It is not a done deal.
In half an hour, you're going to be like, what was I even thinking?
Well, let's find out now. Prince versus Michael Jackson. Let's talk about early works.
Yes.
The Jackson 5.
Awesome.
I mean, Jesus Christ, in its own right.
Yeah.
Could have stopped there.
Yeah.
Great jams.
Early Prince, you know, very disco-y, kind of want to be your lover, all that stuff.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I will say Jackson 5's is.
Mm-hmm.
Though I do like that record that I Want to Be Your Lover is on. It's got a cool song called Mandy that kind of rocks.
Yeah.
But, man, those Jackson 5 covers or those Jackson 5 songs are just
it's essential. Jackson 5, it's sort of like the Beatles where there's this older stuff that's almost a separate band. I mean, it is a separate band, but you know, like old Beatles and then like later Beatles is not the same fucking thing at all.
Yeah.
They made that cross, and I think he didn't bring everybody with him, but Michael Jackson made that cross. When he was a kid, he was fucking belting them out. That was a fucking
great singer.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Jackson 5 for sure.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you that. Jackson 5.
Okay.
Oh, baby, give me one more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Was that them?
Well, there's did a cover
okay,
of it.
Yeah.
It's fucking dope.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I wonder what Prince was like as a kid.
Well, I think Prince's dad was like a musician.
Yeah.
And so he was kind of
steeped.
Where was
he from? He's from Cleveland or something?
He's very mysterious where he would tell people, he's like, you know when the Joker would talk about, I got my cuts, how did I get these scars? Uh-huh, and every time he'd tell a different story, he'd be like, my mom's Italian, my dad's black. He just made up shit. All right, now I'm gonna hit you with a tough one right off the bat.
Okay.
All right. Now, we could go on and on about the music of these two brilliant artists.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and make my own statement about what is their iconic quintessential song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Thriller for Michael Jackson. I'm going to say Purple Rain
for
Prince. There's a whole lot of other stuff, of course. But when you come down to it, Thriller and Purple Rain. Which of those songs is better?
I dislike both of those songs.
What? Yeah. You're a fucking dummy.
I'd skip both of them.
To all the listeners, please go back to every other episode that we've ever had and never believe anything that Gary has said, because he's a dumb fucking idiot.
If you want to see Gary's opinion,
stupid.
Just look into the photo that was sent to us.
Yeah.
Purple Rain's boring.
Purple Rain sounds like a joke song.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
Okay, Purple Rain. You know when they recorded Purple Rain?
What if Rain was purple? Ugh, God.
That's a thing. Purple Rain is a thing. When they recorded Purple Rain, that was the first time that band played that song live together. That's a live recording with very minimal post studio production.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's still on YouTube, but you could see they have video of the show where they recorded like the basic tracks for a lot of those songs.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Charity event, and they performed, and they decided after they heard the song, they were already making the movie Purple Rain. They're like, "That's the movie. We're building it around this. Yeah. Is the fucking icon. This and the little woo and the stuff in the background. That's real. That was a fucking
yeah."
Oh, Gary.
That being said,
also Thriller
for me. Thriller incredible.
Changed the world.
Yeah,
I mean Thriller came out.
I was thinking this today. I was listening, and this is not those songs specific, but
yeah.
I was listening to both of their songs and music, and I like Prince, and I do think he's great, but it's a lot of it is not stuff that makes me go wild.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think Purple Rain's a great record, and I think Sign of the Times is a pretty cool record, and a lot of the stuff is cool, and probably he's more influential, but like when I hear Michael Jackson songs, I'm like, oh yes,
wow.
Like I was listening to Thriller the record, and like new songs would come on, like songs that I hadn't even thought about, like Human Nature came on, and I was like, oh god, I didn't even remember that I love this song. But but that's not specific to the Thriller, but I like Thriller. When I hear it, I go yes. Like when it starts to come on, I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like if it comes on unexpectedly in a place, I'm like, oh yes.
Baby. For some reason,
it's time to dance.
Thriller is like 8 notches louder. Like when it comes on if I'm on shuffle, I'll be listening to, whatever the fuck. Urban Dance Squad.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, it fucking always like startles me.
Yeah, those Michael Jackson records are remastered really loud.
They're really loud. It's
really
weird.
Loud, yeah. On Spotify even, they're so loud.
But I'll say, oh boy, I tell you what, Thriller is a dance. You dance to Thriller.
You really do dance to it.
Yeah.
Purple Rain is a
You slow dance to it.
I think Purple Rain, I think Thriller is something you participate in, and Purple Rain is something you observe, let it wash over you. I
think you can grind your genitals against someone else's butt.
Yeah, but that's not what it's about, man.
For me, it is.
I'd go with Thriller.
Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank I guess you, Thriller Gary. Won that one. Now, even though you fucking hate everything, oh, brother. Let's see here. Now, let's go over some other songs these guys had. These guys had a lot of hits. Let's talk about Prince for a second. Raspberry Beret, I Want to Be Your Lover, 1999, Diamonds and Pearls, Cream.
Little Red Corvette.
I Would Die for You. That's my favorite Prince
song.
That
Dance.
I Would Die for You is really good.
Sexy Motherfucker. Yeah,
You've got
I
the
Would
Look.
Die for You.
You've Got the Looks really good.
Beautiful Ones.
Yeah.
Fuck. Baby, I'm a Star.
Yeah. Those are all good songs.
Seven. Baby, because I'm a star.
Do you remember Starfish and Coffee?
All day, every day.
Delirious. I get delirious. There's a lot of them. Computer Blue. Well, there's songs that Prince wrote that he didn't do.
Yeah,
I mean he did do Nothing Compares to You.
Yeah,
but like that was Sinead O'Connor.
I don't like the Pope.
I'm gonna rip up a picture of the Pope. I don't like him.
I know Prince. He's
Prince wrote me a
personal
song.
Friend.
I shaved me head. Here's my other song. Tooraloraloora. He also wrote Manic Monday.
Yes.
For the Bangles.
Yep.
Which you might not know, but if you listen to it knowing that Prince wrote it, you'll go, oh yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. He also wrote all the Time songs.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah, all the Morris Day and the Time songs. And most of the, like, if you listen to those Morris Day and the Time records, he played almost all the instruments on those things. They're essentially Prince demos that another guy sings on.
Oh, well.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he did a lot for fucking Time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're really cool songs. And there's something interesting about those because maybe they're less interesting than Prince's solo work. Mm-hmm. But also, yeah, like, there's something cool about them because they're very specifically James Brown-y. Like, his, yeah, some of his solo stuff is pretty James Brown-y too. But,
well, that,
like,
Cashmere stuff he would do was like in a whole, it's like a female.
Yeah.
It's like he would do a whole fucking different thing.
Yeah.
Who did he play with? Well, you know, Michael Jackson used to play with the Jackson 5, and he, yeah, had a myriad of bands, but Prince played with the Revolution and the New Power Generation.
Yeah.
Gina Easton. I mean,
I don't want to pull out all my cards at once, but
yeah.
These are some people that a man named Michael Jackson collabed with.
Okay.
A fella named Paul McCartney, maybe you've heard of him.
I have.
A fella named Ernest Van Halen, maybe you've heard of him.
Uh-huh.
And a fellow world-renowned actor of stage and screen.
Ernest P. Worrell.
Vincent Price. He also worked with...
In really? Y'all's Neighborhood.
Yeah,
he's the creepy voice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, those are world-class collaborators.
Yeah. Well, despite the fact that Prince did write our unofficial theme song, which we can't afford to play, Controversy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is our thing. What have we got here for Michael Jackson? I just have a few right here. Man in a Mirror.
Yep.
They Don't Care About Us.
Oh,
they,
that's
fucking
a great
don't.
Song.
Earth Song.
Earth Song's
beautiful.
Awesome.
The Way You Make Me Feel.
Great song.
You Are Not Alone.
Yeah. Oh,
Ben.
Yeah.
Black or White.
You
that
haven't
was a
even,
fucking groundbreaking.
You haven't even named any of his top 25
no.
songs yet.
Dirty Diana, Remember the Time, Billie Jean,
The Free Willy theme song.
Yes.
Fool Me.
Yeah, that song's great.
The River of Jordan.
Yeah, yeah. That song's beautiful.
I Want You
Will
Back.
Will You Be There?
Yeah, Will You Be There? She's Out of My Life.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Say, Say.
Yep.
Say, Say, Say. Yep. Yeah, that's a little bit of a thing.
Doggone Girl's Mine.
Who? What else? What am I forgetting? That's older stuff. Older stuff would be ABC, Never Can Say Goodbye, I'll Be There.
Yeah.
A beautiful version of Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, let's be honest.
Yeah. Want to be starting something?
Mama Pearl. Yeah, Mama's Pearls.
Human Nature.
You know what gets me is Ben. Ben always got me.
Ben's great.
Ben is just like, yeah. Is it a song about a rat?
Yeah. It's from the movie Ben, right? Isn't it from the sequel to Willard?
I don't know if it was like, from what I had heard when he was a kid, there was like a little, when they were poor, he had like a rat in his house.
Really?
He would like give it food. And like, cause he didn't have any fucking friends,
mm-hmm,
or a mouse or something. And then like one day he like climbed under the table to feed it and it was like dead in a trap or something.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Like, that may have been on the made for TV movie just to make you feel bad for it.
Yeah.
Fuck, there's a lot of songs we can agree. They both have a lot of hits. These were not one hit wonders. These were
no.
great artists. Okay. Right. Okay. Question three. Sorry. Better better who? You know what I'm saying? Now, Michael Jackson's got the who.
Oh.
And Prince has who. He's got, they've got who's.
Yeah.
They both who.
Yeah.
Like, even motherfuckers, owls.
Yeah.
They're whoing all over the place.
Michael
who?
Jackson. For sure, because, I mean, his is more iconic. I feel like I've heard more kids and people just... Do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what they're talking about. Whereas if they
okay.
did a Prince,
Prince
who, you'd be like, what?
That's true.
All right.
Michael Jackson has a very identifiable who.
He does he have a better identifiable.
And a hee hee.
He has a hee hee, but Prince doesn't have a hee hee.
No,
Prince
doesn't
just
have
has a
hee-hee.
Who. Prince is a very good who.
He's got a good who, yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I'll give that to Michael Jackson.
No!
Next question. No! Which was a bigger weirdo?
Wow.
Let's be honest.
That's
guys.
Really tough.
These are a couple of weirdos.
Okay, so Michael Jackson,
yeah.
even if we take out all of the kid stuff, was a weird
right.
fucking dude.
Yeah.
And I mean, I read a book about The Making of Dangerous, and it talks a lot about how like he was kind of one of the first people who was openly kind of into androgyny. Like, I mean,
yeah.
he was like, who other than Bowie or something like that, he
yeah.
was just like one of the most famous people to
look like Diana Ross.
Yeah, but also just to like kind of the way his thing was not even like I think a lot of people at the time were like, oh, he's trying to make himself look like a woman, or he's like making himself look more feminine, but he didn't. Like, his chin got more manly.
Yeah.
His nose got more feminine, smaller, more feminine. Yeah. Like, he was just kind of a weird-ass dude trying to make himself look like some kind of alien almost. Like, he wanted to not look like a person.
I think the first nose job was all right.
Yeah.
No, I don't think necessary, but I think first one,
yeah.
What was that? I mean, off the wall, he still had his original gear.
Yeah, I think so.
I guess, was it when did the nose change? Because it changed first. You're like, yeah, he had some work done.
Must have been like Thriller to Bad or something.
By the time Bad got out, he was getting out of hand already. Yeah. He was already pale.
Yeah.
He was already fucking body dysmorphia. He was fucking his fucking body apart.
Yeah.
Prince, I think, maybe had a little nip and tuck later in life to keep himself sexy, but he didn't fucking mutilate his body. That's weirdo shit.
Jackson's definitely weirder, because I've never seen Prince hang a baby off a balcony before.
Yes.
Prince was like weird and kind of reclusive and kind of like, but like in the way of like anyone super famous would be.
And I feel like
he wasn't like, I'm going to buy the bones of the fucking elephant man.
Yeah, that's really weird, yeah.
And there's like a direction to Prince's weirdness. Like, he knows what he's doing, whereas I feel like Jackson's just like, I am trying so hard to cope with all this awful shit that happened to me.
Prince, when he was just starting out, Prince was like walking down the street in like sweatpants, and someone was like, hey, that's Prince. And somebody was like, no, Prince don't dress like that. And he took that to heart, and he never went out of the house without being fucking done up.
Yeah.
And like, he made his band wear those costumes, but they weren't allowed to refer to him as costumes. That's who they were.
Yeah.
You're a psycho doctor piano player now.
Yeah.
You're a fucking rodeo clown or whatever the fuck I say you are. Yeah. You know, he was a weird dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't normal, but Michael Jackson, before Michael Jackson died, he was trying to build a giant robot to walk across the desert and shoot lasers out of its eyes and shit. Yeah. That was in his agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, even outside of the truly deviant, terrifying stuff, he was a weird-ass dude. Yeah,
We're going to... I mean, that's got to be acknowledged. But,
yeah.
But we're sort of separating the art from artists a little bit. It's like...
Yeah.
But yeah, he weird...
Yeah, he's weird. A weird-ass dude.
All right, Michael Jackson is weird.
Kind of interesting. He's an interesting dude.
Yeah. Well, this is sort of like weird, but it's a little bit different, which is a bigger freak.
Ooh.
They both freaky-deaky.
Are you talking sexually?
Yeah.
Yes, actually.
I would say Prince. I think
Prince is more freaky.
I feel like, from what I've heard, and I know you guys probably know more about Michael Jackson than I do, but I have a feeling that he just had no there's no sexuality to him. Like, well, he kind of shut that off.
I think he had some weird. I think there was a kid thing. I think there was definitely a kid thing.
I really don't
think, but I don't know.
I don't think that counts as sexuality. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does that count as sexuality? I really don't think criminal, evil sexuality.
I don't believe he did.
Really?
I think he was so just fucked up.
So out of touch. He didn't know.
He wanted to be a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that him wanting to be a child was like denying his sexuality.
Maybe. I read some story where like he was recording, and this may have been off the wall times. And, like, some women had found out that he was recording at maybe Electric Ladyland or someone, where they had, like, one of those mirrors where, like, on the street it's a mirror, but inside you can see out.
Mm-hmm.
And some women had found out, and so they, like, went to the window and showed their tits because they wanted Michael Jackson to see their tits.
Oh, wow.
And he hid behind the desk because he was, like, he didn't want to see their breasts. And, man, I tend to think that... But I will say, like, and this may have been a put on, because like a lot of his songs are him performing a thing, you know, like
they were even when he was little,
like
if you do listen to he's very passionate, but where does that passion come from? Is it just all bullshit?
Maybe. I mean, you know, it's just, I guess so many songs are just people acting, really, but
but when you listen to
She's Out of My Life, it's like, oh, I believe that he's maybe really had that, but maybe he didn't even have a girlfriend. Maybe he's just a good actor, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, I think the crotch pull is less sexual than humping the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think Michael Jackson, if he had wanted, could have got tons of pussy.
Yes.
And been a poon hound and run all over, but he wasn't. Whereas Prince, Prince would fucking have orgies. You know, he's a fucking prince.
Yeah,
he
was a freak.
So if you're talking about, is it freaky to fuck kids? Well, we're not knowing that's the thing. You know, I mean, that's definitely...
That's like more than freaky.
Yeah, that's...
I'm a lady in the street, but a freak in the back. I fuck kids.
Yeah. So I don't know. How do you have to say that? Leading into that, bigger dick.
Wow. Bigger dick. I sure hope it's Prince.
I'm thinking Prince. I mean, Prince is a very small person, but Michael Jackson was small too. Wasn't there like a report that Michael Jackson's penis looked like a barber pole?
Well, that's part of the thing. Is what? Like when the kids were talking about, did Michael Jackson molest you? They were doing like, you know, fucking mugshot or like fucking artist drawings of his dick. Yeah,
really?
And it was like, yeah, he's got this weird birthmark or something like the fucking skin dye or something. Like they knew what his dick looked like.
Yeah.
So they saw his dick allegedly, allegedly.
Well, sure, yeah.
But like, yeah, that was part of the thing, was like, you don't pay hush money to people who didn't see your dick.
And not to defend showing your dick to kids, but if he was in that childlike mind of his, then being naked around a child wasn't a sexual thing.
Yeah, I mean, anyone else, I'd be like, you fucking kill this guy. But also, I think you might be onto something. I think he's just that fucking out of it.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell, man.
Corey Feldman said, Corey Feldman said that he never felt safer than when he was like with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe Corey just had a singular experience and other kids did have.
Well, right. I mean, I don't think that Macaulay Culkin, you're not going to pay him hush money if you suck his dick. I mean, you know, I think that, like, but it is sort of like weird to... And I hate that because I love children.
Yeah.
I tried to get a job years ago at a daycare and they were just like, we don't hire men.
Yeah.
Like the very idea is like, I'm like, why?
Yeah.
It didn't occur to me. They think, so you think everyone's trying to fuck kids? Yeah. Why would I fuck a kid? I just like kids.
For some reason, I pictured Macaulay Culkin trying to thwart Michael Jackson, trying to fuck him with like traps and shit.
Punk
just gets a paint can to the face. That's why he got the nose job. Macaulay Culkin worked him over with some traps.
Wow.
Let's for the sake of this give him the benefit of the doubt he didn't fuck any kids.
Yeah,
but we all kind of know.
I think he probably did.
He did.
Man,
something.
I think he might have.
I really don't think he did.
And I've struggled with that my whole life. Is like whenever you fucking love someone's work and then they're a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
What do? Do you go on watching Woody Allen movies? Or, well, he's not that bad of a piece of shit. But for example, you know, can we not enjoy...
Woody Allen's a pretty bad piece of shit.
Right, but like everything, every movie Harvey Weinstein had anything to do with, we have to hate now?
Yeah.
Or can we just fucking...
It's
guys,
tough.
Listen, hey, we're going on record. Quit fucking kids.
Brad's tip.
Brad's tip for the week, at least for this week.
Yeah.
Give it a try. Try not fucking kids.
It's not cool. It's like definitely not cool. Like no one's gonna be like, "Hey, what are you doing? Yeah. That looks pretty weird."
Oh, that's your thing, huh? Everybody's
no
quirky.
One thinks it's cool.
You're a freak.
Get some fucking Ray-Bans. It's cheaper.
Yeah,
and it's cooler.
Yeah, it's much cooler than fucking kids.
This
like
is
a
off
thousand
topic.
Times cooler.
This is in this topic, but off topic. And I'll ask you this, Gary. You're a VR guy. Tell me about this. Is a moral conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that VR gets to the point with the fucking VRs where you can fuck a virtual kid.
Yeah.
Now,
fuck, man, I don't know.
What do you think of that? Do you think like, I mean, that maybe that saves a real kid's butt.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a...
or what? You know what I mean, though? It's like if you could let someone who's... I mean, there are moral pedophiles. There are people who are... not pedophile, but people who... you know, desire fucking little kids, but they would never do it because they're not bad people.
Yeah.
And they live with that. And there's some people who are just like, well, I'm going to fuck a kid, you know?
Right.
So if you could scratch that, I mean, there's no victim really. It's fucked up. It's gross to us, but is that good or bad or?
Fuck, man. I don't know. It's really hard to tell. Cause like there's different, it seems like there's different modes of thought on that. Like where if you indulge in it, it'll continue to
then
make it worse.
Then maybe they'd be like, I want this in real life.
Yeah. I've heard different arguments on it. It's weird, man.
But that's like, what about playing Grand Theft Auto? Does that satisfy your, cause I want to go kill people.
Yeah.
But I play the video game. I'm like, okay, I got it out of my system.
Yeah.
I mean, play it and then go, oh, now I really want to kill
nobody
people.
Really agrees on that either. Whether
yeah,
shit
that's
causes
true.
More violence. I would think that, I mean, I know for me, playing violent video games helps me to get some of that energy out of just being pissed off. So, like,
Well, okay. I'm sorry for the digression. Who had a bigger dick? Prince.
We're I think Prince probably has
Prince's dick.
I think Prince probably.
Yeah, I think Prince.
I think we could find out, but I think we're gonna go.
We should find out.
Now this seems obvious, but this is actually a subtlety. Better voice.
Mm.
A better singing voice.
Man. So stuffy. Michael Jackson has a really beautiful voice.
He does have a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
They both have a beautiful
voice. That's true. I think it's tough with a dude like Michael Jackson because maybe there's like a sweetness to his voice.
Yeah.
And I think that's a thing that we value a lot in. But also, I mean, Prince has some.
Prince has a sensuality to his voice. Even straight guys are like, damn.
Yeah.
Prince sexy.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
He's like sexual energy incarnate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's worth noting, this is not a purely sexual conversation, but like Michael, millions and millions of people thought Michael was absurdly sexy. There were like millions of women who were like, oh, I want to touch him. Like, I mean, so it's weird. It is weird. It's hard to picture him as a sexual creature.
I know, but he seems so asexual. He really does.
He does.
But, man, I think for me, Michael has, do we say better voice? Or,
yeah, better voice.
Okay. For me, Michael has a better voice, and I think he has a wider range of things that he can do because he can do the black and white thing where it's like pretty much rock. He can do kind of, some of the songs are kind of in that James Brown area, and a lot of his style of like the woo and like that's from the James Brown school. And he can also do like, I mean, what was I saying earlier? She's gone. No,
she's out of my life.
Yeah, she's out of my life. I mean, that song is fucking unbelievable.
I'd say young Michael Jackson has a better voice.
Yeah.
He does. I mean, all right. Prince has a beautiful, beautiful voice.
Prince has a great voice.
Michael Jackson does have a very, okay. We'll get back to Michael Jackson now. Here's the next question. Who's a better showman?
Ooh.
You might think, oh, Michael Jackson with all his sparklers and shit, but goddamn.
It's a tough one. Prince is unbelievable.
Prince was a taskmaster. They would fucking. Prince is like fucking doing splits and backflips and like fucking choreographing with his band. He moonwalk, had outfits.
Though. The moonwalk is
We're getting to dancing. We're getting to dancing. Oh, but like, but I'm talking about just watch the show.
Yeah.
Whose show would you rather watch?
Man, I guess it's worth noting that both of them essentially died by performing too much. Like, both of them, like, their pill addiction because they were performing so fucking hard killed them. Like, it was. I mean, maybe Prince was just into pills, but it was probably because he was doing like 10-foot jumps right into a split that he was addicted to pills. I would
if
guess.
If you're watching a show, I think Michael Jackson was definitely a lot more production in it.
Yeah,
and a lot more, you know. But I think I don't know.
I mean, Prince was a musician, like a very good musician.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
Prince, that's a band. You're watching a fucking thing. Whereas, I mean,
definitely if you watch that, like, I think the maybe this is the least Prince like performance, but that kind of the most performing he ever did was that performance on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame where he played While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he like does that just fucking absurd guitar solo. And then he like tosses the guitar into nothingness. It just disappears. That's like magic. He does a magic trick.
I never saw Michael Jackson, but I saw Prince live.
Yeah.
Really?
And it was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And it was during that Slave tour when he was like, fuck Sony. And all, you know, and he was part of the deal was you got like a free CD when he. He was trying to like circumvent him and stuff. But the show was great. And the show was also like, it would move around. And watching him, he was like the most comfortable on stage. Like, that's who he was that guy on stage. Not that Michael Jackson wasn't, but like Michael Jackson was like you're seeing a play or something like that.
Yeah.
But like Prince was like, he'd stop, he'd sit at the piano, he'd play like a couple notes, and he'd start singing. I don't remember what he was singing. What was he singing? He started playing some song, And he stopped. He was like, yeah, I don't know that song. And everybody went, wah! Like, he would create, you know, it was just shit like this, yeah. Little fucking, so naturalistic and shit.
Yeah.
It was fucking, I was there with him. Yeah. I think that, like, obviously I didn't see Michael Jackson, so I don't yeah. know, but, like, it was a great fucking show.
I would say, based on video performances I've seen, I feel like Prince is probably the better performer.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I feel like Michael Jackson's performances, I mean, he had so much money and just resources yeah, to go with. Yeah. But like Prince was like, I'm going to play the guitar. I've got this guitar and that Prince I designed could have done that. Based on the yeah, shit that I think yeah. is cool.
What do you think, Sean? Better showman.
I'll say probably Prince, even though I think also Michael Jackson was yeah, great, oh, I'm not, great yeah, at that thing.
That's the thing. They're neck and neck in all this
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I know that there was... in reality, at the time in the 80s, a rivalry of sorts, you know, like, because Pepsi had a.
Oh, yeah.
Coca-Cola approached, you know, like, Coke. Prince is just a weird fucking dude, though, about shit like that. He yeah. would fucking go, what's Michael Jackson doing? But, okay. Better actor.
Ooh.
Limited to careers. I know yeah. Cherry Moon was nothing, but obviously Purple Rain was.
Purple Rain is an awesome movie.
Yeah.
I saw it right after he died. They played it in theaters again, and I saw it, and it's like not a good movie, but it is awesome. I don't know. It's weird. It's like, it's ridiculous, and the acting is kind of terrible.
Yeah.
But there's just something else. I mean, it's just by nature of the fact that the songs are so incredible.
It's like, just a, it's just yeah, awesome. It strings along this music video. It mm-hmm. changed everything, but like the best part is when that premiere came out. This is a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Premiere came out. Weird Al Yankovic was for some reason at the premiere.
Uh-huh.
And like, it's some for MTV premiere.
Sure.
And they go up to him, and he's like, he's like, well, we all knew Prince was a great actor, but who knew he could sing?
That's a great bit.
Fucking nailed it.
This is not related to Prince's acting.
Yeah.
But at one point, Morris Day,
mm-hmm.
in like one of the great ironic things, Morris Day wearing like a fur coat.
Yeah.
And talking about as effeminately as he possibly can, calls Prince the F word.
Oh,
the,
sure.
The you know, the F word. And that's fantastic. I will say probably Prince, even though I think neither of them are that great.
No, they were neither had too much of a career for that.
What, yeah,
Michael
I think,
Jackson in The Wiz.
Yeah, he's The Wiz.
Yeah, that's right.
He's in Moonwalker.
Which I love The Wiz.
He's in Captain EO.
Oh, yeah.
He's on down.
Yeah.
Ooh, so good.
It's a good song.
That was a good, yeah.
I wonder if he was, man, was he anything in anything that I liked? I mean, I guess The Wiz is pretty cool, but. I wonder if he's anything. I
haven't seen The Wiz in a long time.
I can't picture anything that he's in that I was like, nailed. Oh, wait. He was on that episode of Simpsons. He's really good in that episode of Simpsons.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay.
No?
I'm going to say Prince, though, but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Right? Yeah, I think probably Prince, yeah.
I guess we're closing in on our. We'll breeze Ooh. Through a couple real quick.
Okay.
Touched on this a moment ago, Better Dancer.
I'm going to say, I mean, Prince has his moves. He does the spin, he does the splits. I think yeah. maybe Michael Jackson is a better dancer.
He's definitely got more iconic, you know.
Yeah.
The fucking Smooth Criminal lean.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Obviously the moonwalk. He's got signature
When you think about
dances.
Like that first time he did the moonwalk.
Yeah.
And like the crowd, when you watch that video, the crowd is yeah. like... It's like they can't even fucking believe yeah, that it's happening.
It's magic.
But God damn it, anyone else on earth, you would say Prince is a better dancer. Prince is an incredible fucking
yeah.
dancer.
Yeah.
He could, because he would dance he with a guitar.
Yeah.
And you know, do a kind of the Steve Tyler, knock the mic stand yeah. over, step on this bottom, mm-hmm. do yeah. a backflip, do other shit.
Yeah.
Man, Gary.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it to Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He just like, because I remember trying to learn how to moonwalk
oh,
as a kid.
Oh, impossible.
But, I mean, I could hump the ground as a kid. I knew I could do that.
I did have a fucking Michael Jackson
but I think
Thriller
also,
jacket.
Yeah, I think also Michael Jackson is kind of, he's like a classically trained
yeah.
dance. I mean, he like learned, like he watched Bob Fosse.
Yeah. yeah.
And he tried
some
to learn
of,
how
yeah.
to dance like Bob Fosse.
Some of Prince is just sort of grinding his hips. Which
yeah,
is,
I mean, he's.
Right.
I think he's a great performer and a great mover, and he moves really well, and he does like
yeah.
crazy things, and he
yeah.
but I think like what Michael Jackson does is like he's doing a thing that's like he can make things happen, like
yeah.
He's,
yeah.
you're watching him and you're like, oh, I think if he wasn't a singer, he could probably just be a dancer.
Yeah, definitely. Better writer. They both wrote. I mean, people don't realize that Michael Jackson
He did.
He wrote a lot of his.
Yeah, he did write a lot of his songs. I think
Prince wrote everything.
I think Prince is a better writer.
Yeah.
But I mean, with Michael Jackson, you wonder how much of that stuff is like, okay, you know, some guy wrote the song, but how much control over it did Michael Jackson? Certainly, like by Thriller time,
make it his own.
When he was a kid, you know, it was probably
those were all
shit for him.
Yeah,
but like by the time it was Thriller time, it was certainly him going, okay, this is good. These are the things we can do with it.
Yeah,
but I mean, a lot of that is sort of intangible. Whereas like Prince, he just wrote all the songs. Mm-hmm. On a lot of the songs, he played all the instruments.
Yeah,
Prince
knew how to make it make the thing in his head come out.
Thing. Though there are cool, if you listen to some of Michael's demos, he didn't play any instruments, but there's like demos, multi-track demos of him singing all the parts.
Oh.
You can listen to these demos. Man, there's a few of them, and it is essentially the finished song, but without instruments. Oh. Like, he's doing the drums, he's doing all the parts, he's doing all the harmonies.
I mean, he could play piano and drums and a little bit of guitar. He just didn't. You know what I mean?
I think what makes Prince a better writer is just that he's a little bit more human than Michael Jackson. Mm. So everything that he would say would be a little bit more relatable than
also, I guess. I think Prince was a musician.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Jackson really wasn't. He was a singer and a dancer.
Yeah.
But like Prince was
being a singer is being a musician. But
I'm saying like Prince could play
all the things.
He could play a fucking French horn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
and it's not like he could just play the guitar. Like he was a fucking
he's one of the best guitarists ever.
And he
incredible guitarist.
He would go in the studio and tweak all the fucking levels and make everything the way it fucking was. And
yeah.
I don't know. I know that Michael Jackson had interest in that, but he just sort of surrounded himself by geniuses. Prince himself was a genius.
Yeah.
Music videos.
Oh,
who had better music videos?
Michael Jackson had much better.
Michael Jackson really had blown away with music videos. Prince would do good music videos, but some of it was just clips from the movie or what, you know.
Yeah, a lot of it was just like Prince being cool and good at stuff.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna do a. Yeah,
whereas like fucking the Thriller video, you're like, holy fuck!
When Thriller came out, they took us out of class at my school.
Really?
To watch.
Wow.
The debut, because they had like the little play.
Yeah.
The little
pre-show 5-minute movie thing where they're at the fucking theater and stuff.
I used to be scared of Thriller when I was a kid.
Oh man,
scared the shit
we
out
watched
of me.
It. We watched the kind of the effects, the making of it, and all this other stuff. It was like an event.
Yeah.
They didn't let us watch Doves Cry or whatever. No. The fuck. Even though
black
that's
black and white.
Yeah, black and white was another one. Well, that was like the first
and also like
CGI morphing
really
shit.
Weird, fucking weird video.
Yeah.
Like. I don't think Michael Jackson, as weird as he was, gets enough credit for being weird in a cool way. Like, he gets a lot of credit for being weird in, like, a fucking, he's a creep, and maybe he's a monster. But, like, the fucking, the last part of the the black and white video, him dancing for, like, a few minutes and destroying a car.
In
the way they cut the video, most of the time you would see it on MTV or something, they cut before he gets to that part.
Yeah.
But like it's just like him like, I fucking hate racism, so I'm gonna like dance and destroy a car, and it's just like, what a weird fucking cool dude. I mean, awful dude, but like that sort of kind of, I'm going to use dance to destroy a car is like a weird, it's a real weird thing to think.
Yeah. It's like, isn't there a Street Fighter level where
the bonus round?
Yeah, it is like
cars.
That. Yes.
I don't know.
He fights racism with the power of dance.
He was married to Priscilla Presley, too.
It's so weird.
It's insane. That
is. Yeah.
That brings
weird
me,
dude.
That kind of leads to this next one, which is better to be a prince or be a king?
Ooh.
Because Priscilla's dad was the king of rock and roll.
Yeah.
But, you know,
Prince.
Michael Jackson was the king of pop.
He was the king of pop.
Prince was Prince.
Prince was Prince.
That's a silly little throwaway question. I think if you're a king, you're in charge. But if you're Prince, you have all the power of the king, but you've got potential.
Yeah. And you don't have to do much ruling.
Yeah. You just sort of get all the benefits of
it.
You're free to get really good at guitar.
Yeah.
I'm going to
say
Prince.
I'd rather be Prince.
All right. Well, we sort of touched on this, which is sexier.
Prince.
Probably Prince.
I'm with Gary. I don't even see Michael Jackson
as a
person.
If we're talking about objectively sexy,
yeah.
Not
Well, there's
for
also
our
a
own
spectrum
experience.
Of time for
Michael
Jackson.
Oh, sure.
He turned into a monster.
Yeah, he turned into a real weird dude, but at his height, and even after he had become to look weird, like, you know, people still wanted to
about
fuck him.
About the time of The Wiz, he was a cute guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His nose was just right.
Yeah.
Could have just left it like that.
Yeah, I don't
know
why.
Well, I mean, you know, I can understand.
He had a fine nose.
His
the
nose
whole
was
time.
Always fine, but like, but it wasn't unnatural yet.
Yeah.
It got to be kind of unnatural. Around Beat It, it got to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Prince is sexy.
I think Prince is sexier, though. I think certainly millions and millions and millions of women wanted to
somehow
fuck Michael
it's
Jackson.
True. Yeah.
Prince is like a sexy, like, future genie or something.
Yeah.
He's got that, like.
Yeah. He's like.
Yeah. But also, yeah, I think, like, Prince's whole thing is sex.
Yeah.
He's got, like, 100 songs about sex. So,
definitely,
like, part of his persona is sex, even though, like, there is some kind of romance and sexuality in Michael Jackson's songs.
I
but, like, Prince is like. I have
this
a song
about
fucking,
yeah.
and this is a song about sex, and this song is about fucking,
yeah.
and then this next song is about
and Michael Jackson's like,
fucking.
This is a song about the endangered species.
Yeah, it's about the bonobo.
A song about a rat.
Song's about Jonathan.
Song about Jonathan. Oh, yes. Yeah, he had a chimp.
Yeah, he did.
Which isn't a bonobo, but still.
Hey, with all due respect, Jonathan.
Yeah.
All right. We're in the home stretch here.
Okay.
Which has been the subject of more comedic bits.
Wow.
Michael Jackson.
Michael,
for
it has
sure.
to be Michael Jackson.
Yeah, come on.
I mean,
there's
Weird
been
Al
a bunch
Alone.
Of Prince
one. Yes.
With I'm Fat, like, so much music was introduced to me through
Weird
Al.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, it was like shit that I was like, I would finally hear the original version and be like, there's that Weird Al song.
It's funny how much Weird Al holds up and how Weird Al stand alone. Anyone else who does a spoof of a song, I'm like, fuck you. I hate it.
Yeah.
But when Weird Al, I've always been on his side. I'm like, good.
Yeah.
Also, I think it helps that Weird Al is like maybe the only good person that has ever been in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
I get a sense that like maybe he is actually like a genuine, kind, good person.
Well, Prince wouldn't let Weird Al have any of his songs.
Yeah.
Really?
Like Prince, Weird Al would dress up like Prince.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember him being on like Arsenium Hall or something, and he was dressed as Prince in something, and he was telling him how he was not allowed to use any of his songs. He's like, well, what about that? He's like, well, there's no copyright on a wimpy mustache.
That's a good line.
He got
that's
him.
Great.
Damn.
Weird Al just fucking every other day. He's like, how am I going to fuck with Prince?
Yeah. I mean, also, I remember when I started comedy, it was right when Michael Jackson died. And it was just oh my God.
Non-stop
what is
MJ
this?
Jokes.
Yeah. Well, that's our final question. Which hurt you more?
Which hurt
you
more?
When
you
heard
more?
The news.
Oh.
When you heard Michael Jackson died, he died first. When you heard the king was dead, what did you feel?
For me, it was MJ, though. I mean, in general, I don't have too much of a response to those things.
Yeah, I know,
though,
but I mean,
I will say I saw, like, the This Is It, that doc about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And that's really depressing because you watch him and you go, oh, he wasn't even supposed to die.
No.
Like, he's dancing.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, in control of the band. He's like, no, that was too late. You guys got to be on time. Like, you're like, oh, okay, he just died because his doctor killed him. That's the only reason he died.
Yeah.
He was moving like he was dancing beautifully. I mean, he was fucking still weird and skinny and strange, but you're like, okay, he wasn't supposed to die. He just had too many pills and it's sad. Mm. But I mean, of course, Prince is the same thing. Like Prince is like, okay, he's done 10,000 splits.
Yeah.
His body's fucking destroyed because he cares so much about putting on a good show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think for me, MJ was just because I don't know.
Sadder.
He's just my favorite.
Yeah.
He's like one of my favorite things. So.
MJ's is probably more tragic, I would say. But I mean, neither one of them really affected me.
I mean, as much as it affects you.
Yeah.
But I mean,
and you guys have probably thought of this before, but there's that whole thing of like, you know, how stars, when they die, you still see the light of the star. And that's kind of how, like, you know, celebrities are. So it's like, even when a celebrity dies, it's kind of like, oh, well, the guy who's going to keep making shit's gone, but all their stuff is still here.
Yeah.
So I don't really care.
When Prince or when Michael Jackson died, I was like, oh, that's fucked up. But I was still
a lot more fuck Michael Jackson back then.
Yeah.
Just because I felt like on principle I shouldn't like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And as time's gone on, I'm like, you know what? What do I know? I mean, everybody's complicated. I don't know what he did. I don't know if it's, you know. And but at that time, I was sort of like, oh, gives a shit when he died. I mean, and I remember friends, like the Michael Jackson funeral was coming on or whatever. And they're like, do you want to come over? I was like, what? I'm going to make fun of it.
Yeah.
Because you guys don't know this person.
Yeah.
And you're getting all emotional about someone you don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how people have to like take every tragedy and make it part of their own fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like this Waffle House shooting thing. We don't know anybody. I mean, we're kind of kidding about it, but we know people who are like, oh, I go to that place. And it's like Michael Jackson died. It's like, oh, look. It's like, it's not someone in your family. Yeah. I mean, it's sad. And I can, and of course, it affects you a little bit, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I remember when Prince died.
Uh-oh. Are you just about to say that you got affected by it?
I was riding around.
Yeah.
This was like maybe the day before Prince died.
Oh, shit.
And 1999 came on the radio. And I turned to a different thing. I was like, I think I've heard that song enough for one lifetime.
Uh-oh.
You know, like I.
Yeah.
You kind of get burned out on hearing the same fucking 12 song. And the next day he died. And I remember I was going into the gas station to get a tea, and I heard them like talking about, I was in the car and they were saying something on the radio about Prince, and I went inside to say something about Prince. And I go, oh, fuck. And then they started playing. And then it was like some part of me was sort of like, I took him for granted, you know, like he died. I was like, oh, okay, I've heard enough Prince. Fuck, it's enough Prince already.
Yeah.
And then there was nothing but Prince for the next fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I, every time I was like, and I went home, I fucking put on Purple Rain. I had a drink. I mean, not like it wasn't like my friend died, but I was like, man, this, that definitely affected me more.
Yeah.
Like it bummed me the fuck out.
Because
Michael Jackson, of course he sleeps in a hyperbolic chamber with fucking tubes running into him, all that shit.
Yeah.
But Prince was a guy. Yeah. He was like a fucking sex machine. Mm-hmm. And he would just walk around popping pills. He wasn't like, I mean, and he was sick. It was a little, I don't know. I mean, it was really sad. And also, Purple Rain. Playing when at Prince's funeral is like, that's a funeral song. Yeah. That's like his literally swan song or whatever. And it just sort of like, goddamn, that's fucked up. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Prince affected me more.
I bet he had a fly ass casket.
Hell yeah.
I bet it was all purple fucking velvet inside. Yeah, I bet.
There's like a fireplace in it.
They're both dead and gone now.
Bearskin rug.
Mm. I feel like the only celebrity death that really affected me was like, for some reason, George Harrison, dude, which surprised me.
I was going to say David Bowie. I thought.
I'm not a big Bowie dude.
Oh, boy.
You know, I think he's fine, but it doesn't. Yeah.
I was.
But when Harrison died, and I didn't expect this, but like when he died, I was just like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
Just because like the Beatles have been such an important part of my life.
Yeah. Sure.
And I was just like, fuck, that bums me the fuck out.
I was that way with Vern Troyer.
R.I.P. Mini Me.
So
you're up there in heaven, being a smaller version of God.
Gary, would you care when Prince died?
I honestly do not care when celebrities die at all. Like half my family died when I was a kid, so it's just like
I know. Used to it. It's just I think there's something about like it's not necessarily I'm sad because someone died. It's sort of like your favorite show got canceled.
Yeah,
it's like something from your past.
Most people,
is done,
and most people die after they've. Already put out all their good shit anyway. Like I wasn't like, oh, I can't wait for that new Prince album. I wasn't gonna listen to it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Well, did we decide which is better?
Prince.
Nah.
Prince.
Y'all are dumb. Y'all are fucking dumb as hell.
What do you say, Sean?
Call the hotline and tell these dumb motherfuckers that Michael Jackson is so much better.
Even though he won, I think, every category, I still
You
for
guys.
Me, it's still Prince.
Yeah,
You didn't move my needle even a fucking tiny bit.
I didn't,
what do you think?
I mean, I voted for Michael Jackson a lot, but yeah, I personally,
you
I just enjoy Prince.
You guys are fucking idiots.
Prince.
You're going against the rules of which is better.
I'm not doing it.
This is objectively we've time and time again.
Gary changed his mind.
Yeah, I mean, well, Sean's just a child rape apologist over here.
Yeah, sorry, we don't like baby rapers.
I bet you voted for.
Who said I was an apologist?
Roy Moore.
Maybe
Roy Moore,
not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he would have been if he could sing. If he could sing like Michael Jackson, he should have been the governor. If he was ever as talented, I mean, Michael Jackson could ride a horse better than fucking Roy Moore.
Well, I think we can all agree that Prince is better.
No, we can't.
That is true.
I refuse. I will not give in. Michael Jackson is better.
Congrats, Prince. You did it, buddy.
He's dead.
You're listening.
Michael Jackson is in real heaven. Prince is in hell.
Prince, you're a star. Might not know it now. Michael Jackson sucks. Oh, little boy's dicks, and now he's dead. Probably got maggots on his balls.
You guys, you don't understand.
I wonder if you can moonwalk on a lake of fire.
He's not in hell. Michael Jackson is in heaven. Listen, if every Catholic priest can have sex with a child, then why can't Michael Jackson? You know?
That's a good point.
Solid point.
And they're all in heaven, too, because they're all great men. Okay.
This has been Which Is Better, brought to you by the greatest musician of all time,
the Catholic Church.
Hi, this is Mark Anunson. You know we have a lot of fun here on Which Is Better, and we hope you do too. Maybe you can show us a little appreciation and give us a great review. Give us a lot of stars. I know it sounds like bullshit, but it really does help.